the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
As mentioned there in the headlines, EU regulators now seeking to ban TikTok's most addictive features, which includes infinite scrolling on the app's For You page. Features targeted include the autoplaying of videos, push notifications, and its highly personalized algorithm, which recommends content to users. So what could potentially change? Well, the concerns from the EU, according to sources in the Irish Times today, say that mandatory breaks could come in, which would cut people off after a certain amount of time, a feature that locks people out of the app at night. And potentially, what kind of clause do the EU have when it comes here? Well, the Commission could ban the platform as a very last resort, but generally what tends to happen under the Digital Services Act is that they will levy fines onto online platforms. We'll talk to Regina Doherty, Fine Gael MEP, in a second, but we kick things off with Adrian Weckler, who is Technology Editor at the Irish Independent. Good evening to you, Adrian.
Good evening.
This is an interesting story. I think TikTok have probably been quite open about the way they use their algorithm and the way they use these features to ensure that you don't go away from their app. And they've been doing that for quite some time. Like, how realistic is it that the EU will make them reform their practices here?
Well, it's going to take a few years. This case will roll on because it kicks a process into play now where TikTok, this is a preliminary ruling, albeit a very devastating one. This is the most significant and serious a regulatory ruling against a social media platform, certainly in the 10-15 years that I've been covering it. This is not like a social media ban for under 16, where most of us know that kids will probably ignore it, the parents will probably ignore it, and that won't really hurt the bottom line of the social media companies. This goes to the very, very heart of what the social media platforms are. I mean, the things you're talking about, the recommender algorithms, the infinite scroll, the autoplay, that it literally is what TikTok is. That is why people go to TikTok, and that's why it is successful. So if the commission is successful in getting TikTok to change those things, to limit them, to stymie them, to cut them in any way, that is very, very serious, not only for TikTok, but also for Instagram and others against whom the commission has very similar, in fact, almost word for word, investigations.
Because I feel, Adrian, in recent years, those other platforms have been doing their best to incorporate some of the things that TikTok have been doing. Particularly Instagram, a few years ago, almost took what was good about TikTok and tried to implement it into their own app.
Yeah, that has been Instagram and Facebook's modus operandi under Mark Zuckerberg. Copy Snapchat, copy TikTok. I mean, they're quite open about that. And it works. It has meant that Meta now makes a profit of about $1 billion every 3.5 days. It's an incredibly successful formula, but it is very much now in the crosshairs of the European Commission. As I said, this is a really, really significant preliminary ruling, even if it is only a preliminary one. This is the one that the social media giants really, really fear. It's the black box. It's getting in under the system. It's forcing them to change the way they do things, you know, if that is the outcome of this case. Again, this is just a preliminary ruling. But if it follows through and if the commission is successful, then the apps are going to change, or they'll leave the European market.
Yeah, because a spokesperson for TikTok has said, quote, "We will take whatever steps are necessary to challenge these findings through every means available to us." And obviously, they've got deep pockets, end quote, at the end of that as well. Like, the reality is, Adrian, that does not sound like a spokesperson who's saying, well, actually, we'll adapt our platform. That sounds like we are going to tie you up in the courts if possible.
Yeah, well, TikTok has two problems here. First of all, they're not American, which means that they can't rely on the White House to scream and shout on their behalf, which Meta can, which X can, which Google can, and which, you know, which has been a significant factor in Europe semi-scaling back some of the regulation on American big tech. They scaled back parts of the EU AI Act, for example, for exactly that reason. And the second thing is that there's been a real cooling of the transatlantic relationship. That is very, very significant. Two reasons, Grok and Greenland. And since then, in recent weeks, you've seen a raft of countries in Europe, Ireland, Spain, France, others, talking about an under-16s ban on social media. And that is not something that would have happened, I think, a few months ago. So the usual levers, the usual deterrents for Europe to go ahead and be a little bit more aggressive with its regulation are not there at the moment, and that's something that TikTok should worry about.
Regina Doherty, Fine Gael MEP, is with us as well. Regina, you've spoken previously about your belief that there should be regulation on some of these social media platforms. Do you support what the EU regulation is looking to do to TikTok here?
Yeah, so good evening, Will. Hi, Adrian. The DSA, the Digital Services Act, was passed in 2024, and the particular article that affects children, which I'm most passionate about, is Article 28. The guidelines came into play in August of last year, and I think it's under that guise that TikTok have been summoned today to say that you are not compliant with our objectives. And solely our only objective is to make sure that the digital space is as safe a place as it should be for our children of all ages. Children are learning and doing different things. Some of our kids don't know anything different other than the digital space. And so I am somewhat sceptical about removing it altogether, because as Adrian had said, I know my own kids are very smart at finding back doors and side doors. But what we need to do is to make sure that the dangerous practices that we know are potentially being used and now obviously being absolutely used by TikTok today need to be ensured that they don't happen. The infinite scrolls, the autoplays, the endless kind of feeds for minors, bringing them to different places, the streaks, you know, this competitive thing that they have to do the same thing at the same time every single day to make sure that they don't miss out, the nudge, all of the things that we know are really, really harmful and make social media addictive are all infringes under the DSA Article 28. And today's TikTok announcement, as Adrian said, is the most significant and hopefully impactful move that the Commission will have made under the DSA that we have now for about 2 years, 1.5 years.
Given your particular concern about children being exposed to these very addictive algorithms and systems that are used to keep you on the app, would you want this introduced for just accounts for people who are under the age of 18, or is that too difficult to implement?
Do you know, so first of all, nothing is difficult to implement if we make it the law. A lot of these things are guidelines under the DSA's overarching ambition, which is to keep the place space, but also allow it to be a productive mechanism for us to interact either socially or business-wise or otherwise, right? What we need to make sure, and I'm an adult and I know how easy it is to sit down and start scrolling and suddenly realise an hour has gone by, holy God, what happened? But our children's minds are only being formed when they're as young as obviously some parents are giving children their smartphones or their iPads. And you know what, you know, we're all probably guilty of it. But what's insidious about it is that the activities that we've prohibited, you know, to the social media giants are still being engaged in. And they're the ones that are absolutely specifically being harmful. A complete ban, whilst it is politically popular right now at the moment, I think that ball started to be rolled by Australia, and the response of the Australian public has given to their politicians is making people like me think, hang on a second, maybe that would be the easier choice. But in actual fact, the reality is that the digital world is here and here to stay. And so making sure that we only regulate it, number one, that we enforce the regulations, number two, to make sure that that space is safe, not just for our children, but especially for our children. I think that's what we saw today. And it really is significant. Adrian is so right. But what we need now to see is TikTok to respond, not in years worth of court cases, because they're not short of money, no more than any of the platforms are, but serious compliance or serious enforcement by the EU Commission to follow up and to put our money where our mouth is.
So, Regina, we've plenty of texts and WhatsApps which are coming in here on 0874 100 102, which are also asking about, but where is just human control when it comes to this? We're all quite aware of the way these companies are using these practices, and should it not just be left up to people to consume this media in the way that they want?
You know, there is a whole expression, and there's a cohort of people that say that freedom of speech, freedom of choice, freedom of everything, freedom of rights, children's rights, you know, are all absolutely paramount. Do you know, my concern is that our children are so young and that they're so easily manipulated by incredibly crafty, clever people who just want to make money off the back of them. It's our jobs as rule makers to make sure that we make that environment as safe as we can. So we all, it's like the emperor has no clothes. Everybody has suddenly woken up to say, hang on a second, we were all talking about maybe it's, you know, there's causation evidence here. Maybe there's evidence that some of our children are kind of feeling the ill will of it. We absolutely know that there's wonderful things about the internet, about social media, about engagement, but we also can see the dark negative side. The rules that we have are to try and make sure that that is reduced absolutely as much as it can be to protect not to take freedoms or rights away from people, but to try and protect our most vulnerable people in their formative years, when they're only, you know, learning about themselves, about the world, finding their place in the world, not to be manipulated when they don't even realise maybe that we are being manipulated. And so this was really good today, an announcement, and it's actually really swift in the terms of how slow things happen from the European perspective. It's really swift action. What we need now to see is equally swift compliance or enforcement.
Adrian, if I can tap into your technical expertise on that exact point. So we see that this is most likely going to follow with a separate investigation, a parallel one effectively, into Instagram and into Meta, who are owned by the same company. Is this too much of a restriction on internet freedom if the EU regulations turn around and say, look, we are going to fine you unless you remove some of the aspects that are actually making your app quite good?
Well, that's a very difficult question, a very difficult topic. And it's for this reason. We find it quite difficult, us as people in Ireland and in Europe and around the world, on agreeing on what the rules of engagement and civility and safety are. And I'll give you an example of that is the hate speech bill in Ireland. We had a bill called the hate speech bill. And there are a lot of people who were supported it. And there are quite a few people who didn't support it. And we couldn't come to a consensus that was good enough to pass that bill into law. And not because it was a black or white issue, it wasn't. But there were an awful lot of grey areas and there were an awful lot of edges. And that's a similar issue on this topic. Like people who are texting into you or calling into you and saying that, you know, there shouldn't be safety rules. You should be able to consume what you want. Even they would probably balk at the idea of kids being allowed to watch pornography, which they can basically on one or two of the social media platforms without much hassle or restraint. Even then, you'd probably find people saying, well, that's just the hazard of social media and it's up to their parents whether or not to give them the phone. So there are views across the spectrum here. What we're all trying to do, I think, is find a consensus as to what most of us can agree on. That's always been the task. Now, the European Commission has this thing called Digital Services Act, the DSA. That's the regulation, the rule that all the EU countries agreed was going to be terms of engagement on how to civilize the internet and social media that most of us would agree are a good thing. And that's what's happening here. And there's going to be lots of people who really disagree with this. I can see them already in my own social media feeds. This is overreach. This is ridiculous. You know, Elon Musk won't stand for this. The usual, right? And some of them would have a point and will be able to argue perfectly legitimate views on it as well. But the question really is do we agree that doing this, that do we agree there is a problem with kids and social media? And if we do, is this a proportionate response? And most of us probably do agree that you can't just let kids use social media unrestricted. And it's not just up to the parents. I do think the parents have a very big part to play. I mean, there's no question that parents give their kids smartphones at the age of 9, 10, and 11. And it's anomalous that we just say that it's only the social media companies to blame when parents do that. However, that being said, that's what this whole TikTok regulatory move is about.
Regina Doherty, Adrian Mettler, many thanks for joining us here on the show. Go through some more of your WhatsApps. A lot of people saying parents need to be central to this and parents can't just push this off onto regulators.
The last word. With Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.